The eighth day, there is a mitzvah to gemal yourself. If someone's healthy, shuvayom afil b'shabbos. So we know whether it's Yom Kippur shachol b'shabbos, 365 days, this is 383 days. Every day of the year, we do a mila b'zmana on Shabbos. The Gemara points out, it's only a mila b'zmana, it's only if it's day 8. But if it's a mila shelo b'zmana, if the baby is sick or whatever reason, you can't do it on day 8, so then the mila is not docha Shabbos. So mila shelo b'zmana is not docha Shabbos. It's not even docha yantiv. We don't do a mila shelo b'zmana on yantiv rishon. Yantiv sheni is a machlokas among the rishonim on whether you do a mila shelo b'zmana on yantiv sheni. It has to do with the machlokas rishonim on whether yantiv sheni is just a minug or it's a real takana drabana. Whatever the lamdas is, l'maisa the minug is not to do one either. We don't do a mila shelo b'zmana even on yantiv sheni. However, a suffix mila b'zmana, that the post can say that you can do on yantiv sheni. What's a suffix mila b'zmana? So there's the Gemara talks about it in the 19th parak of Shabbos, which deals with the laws of mila. The Gemara talks about someone, a C-section baby, a baby that's not born naturally but through a C-section. So there's actually a machlokas in the Gemara on when do you do a mila on a baby that's born from a C-section. So one opinion says day 1, you do it right away. You do it the next day. There's no reason to wait. And the other opinion says that no, you have to wait to day 8. Why would the person say day 1 and not day 8? Because since we read in Parashas Tazria, where we learn out the mitzvah mila, Isha ki Tazria v'yol dozacha v'tama shivash yamim, and then it says v'yom hashmini, so the halacha is, strictly speaking, only if a woman has a baby from the makor, when you have dam nida, she becomes tummy. Practically speaking, a C-section baby, you can't be with your wife either. But from a halachic point of view, Minat Torah really strictly only applies to a natural childbirth. So a C-section, perhaps in theory, the woman would not become tamei, and therefore you can have the meal on day 1. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether another say that doesn't make a difference. We see by Avram Avinu, he did it on day 8, and there was no din of Tumah V'Taharah. So it's a discussion, the Gemara, so it's a sveika d'dina. So it's a suffix how we paskin. So what we do, halacha is, if a baby's born on Tuesday, a C-section baby, then we have the bris on the next Tuesday. We always go with day 8 because if it's day 1, day 8's still good. But if it's really day 8 and you do it on day 1, you're not yotzi the mitzvah mila. You minimal you need a tavis dam bris. So therefore, we're always machmir since it's a suffix. So we always do a C-section baby on day 8. But it's really a suffix mila b'zmana. We don't know. So therefore, if the baby is born on Shabbos, a C-section baby, you would not do the baby on the file, assuming you could do it, it's healthy. You would not do the mila on that next Shabbos because that's a suffix mila b'zmana. Maybe it's really day 1, and I'm doing it on Shabbos. I can't do a bris mila shelo b'zmana. So therefore, you would wait until Sunday to do the bris mila. Or another example would be a baby born ben hashmashas. That we know up until sunset is Vada Yom, is considered definitely day. When the 3 stars come out, nightfall, Seitzah Chochavim, that's Vada Laila. The time period in between Shkia, sunset, and nightfall, that's known in Halacha as Ben Hashmashas, twilight, which is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. Halachically speaking, we're not sure whether it's day or night, so therefore, we have so on a so on a mitzvah drabbana we could do suffix drabbana and lakula, but therefore we're not on the case of mila, we want to know what day it is. So therefore, if they're born Friday night after shkia, so we're not sure. And maybe it's a Friday baby. So if I do it on Shabbos, it's the 9th day. It's a mila shelo b'zmana. And if Shabbos is the day, so maybe it's the day before. So therefore, if a baby is born on twilight or Friday night between shkia, so therefore you have to wait until Sunday. You can't do it on Friday because it might not be the Zman. And if it's Shabbos, it's a suffix mila b'zmana. So in that case, when it comes to yantiv sheni, so if you have a suffix mila b'zmana, send the post kim amekel to say to go ahead and do a bris. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it could be different. The post kim amachmir, probably you shouldn't do it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But on a yantiv sheni, so many amekel then to rely on the svek sveka. That one suffix that a suffix maybe it is, and then maybe you could, according to some Rishonim, you can do it on Yom Tov Sheni, even a Vaday, so therefore, a Svek Sveka, they say it's Mutter. So the first source of the Gemara is that since a meal of Bizmana is Docha Shabbos, so we see for Aver Echa, this to do a bris, which only involves one Aver, one organ, we say you can Machal Shabbos and do a bris Mila. So Kal V'chomer, to save Kol HaGuf, to save the whole body, so therefore we know Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. That's the first source in the Gemara. The second source of the Gemara is the famous pasuk we say throughout davening on Shabbos, Friday night davening, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, la'asos sa Shabbos u'dorosam bris olam. So the Gemara makes the drasha, better than machal el Shabbos achas, k'dei sheyishma Shabbos is harbe. That better to buy, if someone, how do I know, someone is in danger, they just got hit by a car, they're sick, you have to call Hatzolah, how do you know? Because, what's the svara behind it? Because better to machal el Shabbos achas, better that you get into your car, you get into the ambulance, you get on the phone, you call the doctor and desecrate this Shabbos so the person can get well and they can keep many more Shabbos the rest of their lives. So based on that, that's the second drasha of the Gemara. And the third drasha of the Gemara is v'chai bahem, that the Torah tells us it's a Torah chayim in contrast to other religions, which are religions of death. Judaism is a religion of life. V'chai bahem, and we do everything possible to keep someone alive. And therefore, v'chai bahem, lo yamus bahem, we learn out that one could desecrate the Shabbos to save one's life. And that seems to be that the opinion of Shmuel, and from the simple reading of the Gemara, that seems to be the maskana that we accept v'chai bahem as v'chai bahem, even a suffix sakana. Because let's say, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. So I go outside, someone's hit by a car. Well, I'm not sure, maybe we should wait and see. So of course not. The halacha says, even a suffix sakana, even if you don't know if the person's in danger, you always err on the side of pikuach nefesh, and therefore even a suffix pikuach nefesh, you go ahead and you go into the car, you call the doctor, whatever you have to do. So it seems in the Gemara that's the bottom line, but yeah, if you look at the postkim, many postkim use the other reasons as well. There's the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam who points out, what about a fetus? So usually, they usually go hand in hand. We know if the fetus is endangering the mother, so in our religion, one is obligated to do an abortion. That's the only time one is obligated to do an abortion. If the fetus is endangering the mother, because the mother is a full nefesh, and the fetus isn't a full nefesh, so if the fetus is endangering the mother, one has a mitzvah. In contrast to other religions that say better two deaths than one murder, we agree with that principle, we just don't like the application. We don't think it's a murder. It's a mitzvah to commit an abortion to save the mother's life. And therefore, that's black and white. It's a Mishnah Olos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What about hypothetically, if you know the mother wasn't in danger at all? Let's assume you could tell your doctor, you know this score. Let's say the fetus is only in danger, but not the mother. Am I allowed a Machal Shabbos to save the fetus? The fetus isn't a full. So that's what the Ramban writes in Torah Zadam. That's what the Poskim say. That yes, why? Because based on the second principle in the Gemara, better to Machal Shabbos Achas, Kadesha Yishma Shabbos is Harbe, a fetus hopefully will lead to fruition, become a baby, become a Jew, and then they'll be able to keep the rest of their life the Shabbos. So the Ramban says, we even accept that reason. In fact, there's the Machaba writes, and we even assume a Suffolk fetus. Even if it's a Suffolk, we're not even sure if it's a Suffolk Pikuach Nevesh on the fetus, then the Tziv writes, we go that far as well, and you do everything. We treat the fetus the same as the mother in terms of the practical, in terms of being Machal Shabbos to save it. There's a Machaber that writes that what happens if someone is taken by missionaries on Shabbos? So are you allowed to, your child is kidnapped, and let's assume there's no danger to life. Let's assume they don't want to hurt the child, they want to convert them. So you're not concerned that there's any physical danger. Is one allowed a Machal Shabbos to go look for that child? Or let's say it's not your child, it's another Jew, someone you could save. So the Machaber writes, Rabbi Yosef Karo writes, yes. Afilo Chilul Shabbos Da'araisa. One is obligated to Machal Shabbos, even Da'araisa, even biblically, to go ahead. But what kind of Pikuach Nefesh is it? How do I know spiritual Pikuach Nefesh is also Docha Shabbos. How would I know that? So the Magen Avraham writes, it's based on this principle. Better to machal Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmar Shabbosus harbe. If you don't get this child, then he might never keep another Shabbos because they're going to convert him. But if you can save the child, he's going to keep Shabbos and all the other mitzvahs for the rest of his life. So one has a chiyuv to machal Shabbos min haTorah to go ahead based on v'sharbo manis haShabbos. In fact, one could argue perhaps even on v'chai bahem, because the Gemara tells us in Makkos that that when someone talks about the halachas of Golus, of Arei Mikla, going into the cities of refuge. So the Gemara says if someone gets put into Golus, that's why you have to be careful to pick your Talmidim. But the Gemara says the Rebbe has to follow the student into Golus, into the Arei Mikla. The question is why? There's so many Arei Leviyim, there's so many Shurim going on, Daf Yomi, Dirishu, all the Shurim. Why is he as right as the Rebbe has to come? It's because because the Gemara says, V'chai Bahem, it says the Pasuk by the Arei Mikla, and we all know to live without your Rebbe isn't Chai, isn't considered living. And therefore, a Rebbe is obligated to go to the Arei Mikla. In fact, the Rambam even says it's stronger. In Hilchos Rotzeach, he writes, we know to be without your Rebbe is a Misa Chashuva. It's like death. So therefore, perhaps even based on V'chai Bahem, that one we permitted to go ahead and get the missionary out, because from a spiritual point of view, it's also the chayvim excludes spiritual as well. So to summarize, we discussed the Gemara in Yuma talks about bikuach nefesh docha Shabbos, and we point out the first source was from Mila. We say only Mila bizmana is docha Shabbos, not a Mila shalom bizmana, not even on Yontif, not even Yontif Sheni, but a suffix Mila bizmana, a twilight baby Friday night, a C-section baby on Shabbos. On a Yom Tov Sheni, not Rosh Hashanah, we say the minig is one will go ahead and do the Brit Mila. But the source is, if for one Aver, one could go ahead on Machal Shabbos, and how much more so you could save your whole life. The second source is V'shamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, better to Machal Shabbos Achas to keep many more, and therefore you can Machal Shabbos. And the third source is V'chai Bahem. And we pointed out, we really accept both. The Ramban writes, even by a fetus, based on Vishamru, one could go ahead on Machal Shabbos, even a Suffolk fetus. And we pointed out the Machaber, even for spiritual things, even if someone is taken as a missionary, according to the Magen Avraham, it's based on better to keep Shabbos Achas. But we said also, based on Machai Bahem, the Gemara and Makkos, the Rambam, that if you need to have your rabbis, even spiritual reasons, we could see that one is obligated to Machal Shabbos, even Chil Shabbos Deraisa, to save the child from the missionaries. Oh, yeah.